We'll now begin Bavakama Parakalf Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah gives us a list of items and details for which one is chayev nezek, a person's obligated for the damages that are caused. First, the Mishnah says, Kol shechavdi vishmiraso, anything for which I am obligated in its guarding, I'm supposed to guard the item, hichsharti esnizko, I have prepared its nezek, I've prepared its damage. What does that mean? The Brice in the Gemara explains that this is talking about a scenario where somebody took their ox, or they had a pit that they had dug, and they put it under the care of somebody who was not really competent, a chereshot or a katan, or a minor person who was insane, or somebody who was unable to hear. And the person who owns the ox or dug the pit is going to be responsible. And the case that the Brice explains is talking about where it was covered properly, the pit, or the ox was tied up properly. But despite that, the fact that they put it into the care of a person who's not competent, they're likely to cause a problem, and therefore I am responsible. That's one way that the Gemara explains it. There is an alternative in the Gemara as well that understands that we're talking about where it was not properly held down, it was not properly guarded or tied down, the ox, and the pit was not completely covered, and the care and guarding of a incompetent person is not going to help you, and therefore you're going to be responsible. The Mishnah says the next point of nezek, that hichsharti b'miktzas nizko, if I have prepared part of the nezek, part of the damage, hichavti b'shtashlumin kehechshir kol nizko, I am responsible to pay as if I had prepared the entire nezek. What's that referring to? The Gemara explains, it's talking about a pit that was 9 tfachim deep, and that's not a sufficient depth to cause the damage. And I came along and took a 9 tefach pit and dug the 10th tefach, which now makes it capable of causing damage, causing death actually to an item that falls into it. And therefore, I am responsible as if I dug all 10 tefachim, since I did the last tefach. The Mishnah continues and tells us that only certain types of items that I damage that I am liable for. There are certain types of items that if I damage them, I'm not liable for, such as nechasim she'ein bohem me'ila. Nechasim that do not have mi'ila. Mi'ila is something, and is a carbon, a person's obligated, if he benefits from hekdesh, from items that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So this is really shorthand for saying that I'm only responsible if the item that I damage does not belong to hekdesh. Therefore, if it belongs to hekdesh, I am not obligated. The other item, the Mishnah says, nechasim shel b'nei bris. It's nechasim that belong to b'nei bris, means members of the tribe, those are members of the covenant, the Jews. If it belongs to them, I'm obligated, but if it doesn't belong to a non-Jew, I'm not obligated. The Mishnah says, nechasim hamiyuchadim. It also has to be nechasim that are designated, meaning that they actually belong to a person. Of course, this has to belong to a person now, otherwise the case is not relevant if it doesn't belong to anybody. What it is talking about is, let's say, an item of hefker that didn't belong to anybody caused damage, and subsequently someone took possession of it. That person who takes possession of it is still not responsible for the damage that was caused before. The Mishnah also says, v'chol makom, a person is responsible no matter where the damage takes place, with two exceptions. Chutz, with the exception of mirashus hamyuchedes lamazik, a rishus, the domain that belongs to the mazik himself. The mazik himself, if let's say Reuven's shore goes into Shimon's chatzer, into his courtyard, and Shimon's, who owns the courtyard, his ox damages Reuven's ox who enters, so then Shimon is not responsible for the damage he caused to Reuven's ox, because it's Shimon's chatzer, belongs to him. The other area where is an exception, where if damage takes place, you're not responsible, is Rishus HaNizik VaMazik. If it's a Rishus and domain, which is a place that belongs to both the person who received the damage and the person who caused the damage. Since we both have Rishus to be there, therefore, the damage that takes place there from my mamon, from something that belongs to me, is not my responsibility. The Mishnah concludes, "Ukshehizik." And when this damage does occur, "Chav hamazik l'shalim tashlumei nezek b'meitav aretz," that the person who caused the damage, who is responsible for that damage that was caused, has to pay the payment "meitav aretz" from the best land that he owns. Now, this last statement actually is a repetition of the exact statement that was made in the very first Mishnah. And the Gemara explains that it's repeated here to include one extra case, and that is the case of Keren. Keren, we mentioned at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, is the damage caused by a person's animal when it has kavanasa lahazik, when it has intent to cause damage. And that had not been discussed yet. And if my shore comes along and gores somebody else's ox on purpose, that's called keren. And it's letting us know, the Mishnah, that I am responsible in the same way when keren is affected, as well as other nezikin.